Okay, please pause. Mr. Singh.
Yes.
You will see that between her first response and her second response, this time round, she brings her phone to the podium.
I didn't notice that, but I notice it now.
Yes. Well, I obviously didn't notice it then as well, but I'd like to draw that to your attention.
Okay.
And later on, you will see that she does look at her phone, and I will make some suggestions to you later.
Sure.
Okay, please play the video.
Questions on police station, date, etc.
With regards to confidentiality with the survivor, I would not like to reveal any of this information. Thank you.
So they're talking about the police station. It's got nothing to do with the confidentiality of the survivor. Mr. Isaka? Ministers are asking about the identity of the individual.
I understand, but with regards to confidentiality, I wouldn't like that. I will not be revealing any other information. Thank you.
Perhaps the speaker has the power to direct answers since the matter has been raised, and through you, sir, I ask for a direction to be given. Let me be told which police station in the month, and if not the date, at least a month in which police station.
Ms. Khan, I think that's a fair question. Would you like to respond, or are you holding to a similar position? The reason is that certain allegations have been made, which I think are fair and serious, and the police, I understand, would like to follow up to check to make sure that they can rectify the situation. So any leads would be those without divulging the name of the lady concerned.
Thank you. I'll still like to remain, for it to remain confidential. Thank you.
So I don't understand this point about confidentiality.
Okay, pause the video. So throughout this question, besides the first occasion when she stood up to answer Minister Shanmugam, I would suggest to you that she brought her phone because she was waiting for an answer from you.
Oh, then, Minister, that's a tall ask from me. I would not know why she brought her phone.
But it would be a reasonable assumption, right?
Why? Can I make an equally reasonable assumption?
No, let me suggest this to you. Minister Shanmugam stands up to speak. The issue about, by now we know it's a lie, has come up.
Yes.
So she's obviously concerned.
Yes.
She sent the leader of her party a question as to what she should do. A very direct question.
Yes.
And she's being pressed.
Yes.
To answer several questions.
Yes, as I have pressed her before, yes.
Both by Minister Shanmugam and by the Speaker.
Yes.
And I suggest to you that she's looking at her phone to see if you would reply and what your direction would be.
Why can't she be looking at her phone to look at the statement she has made and to see whether she has already answered the question that Minister has asked her on the phone? We wouldn't know.
I can't rule it out. But
your guess is as good as mine.
But my suggestion would not be an unreasonable one, right?
I would reject it because we are trying to project our view onto what Raisa Khan's intentions are.
Of course. But
I don't know. I can't.
I'm just asking you to assist this committee, if you might, to say that taking the phone to the podium in this way, having just sent you a question, a direct question on what to do about a topic that she's currently addressing, would be not an unreasonable view be that she was waiting for an answer from you?
I think it would be very unreasonable because she knows full well how her party leader has dealt with her after, by pressing her, after she made the initial lie in Parliament, what to do. I pressed her and pressed her and pressed her until I got the truth out of her. And now you're telling me I'm turning around to say, Raisa Khan, you don't know what to do? She jolly well should know what to do. She has to tell the truth. End of story.
Yes, but nonetheless, she asked you a question.
Which I did not see at that time. Yes. I actually, what do you want to know when I saw it?
Obviously, the time of your response will give me an indication.
I beg your pardon?
The time of your response would give me an indication.
Thank you.
Now, and that was after the entire exchange, right? If you like, I can play out the exchange on video, but I think you...
No, I mean, I think the hand side is quite
sufficient.
You know
how it played out.
Yes.
So she completed it. At the end of the exchange, she repeated her lies.
Yes.
Several times.
Yes.
And you will remember that after pressing for details several times, Minister Shanmugam said, or rather asked for Ms. Khan to confirm that everything that she has told us in this house is accurate and that she did accompany such a person and such an incident did happen, and she said yes.
Yes.
That would be a barefaced lie.
Absolutely.
And you would know that, right?
I would know that. I had known that by then.
Yes. And it would be completely at odds with what you had understood she would do if this matter came up in Parliament.
That correct? Is correct. That is correct.
Right. So, go back to Ms. Khan's bundle.
WhatsApp messages?
Yes, or the WhatsApp messages. Okay. You wanted to look at your response, right?
Yes.
Yes. So at 12:45, you respond.
Yes.
We'll speak after sitting. Keep chair and I posted. That was your response?
That's right.
By that time, I think you said earlier, you knew that what she had said in August was false.
That's right.
And you also knew that what she had just repeated in Parliament was a reiteration of the falsehoods.
That is correct.
What's worse than lying in Parliament is repeating the same lie in Parliament 2 months apart, correct?
Whether it's 2 months or 1 hour, it's the gravity is the same.
Yes.
You have lied. That should not happen. That should never happen.
Yes. So it's worse to have repeated it.
Yes.
1 hour or 2 months later, right?
Absolutely.
So you must have appreciated that by that time, this was a far more serious and grave issue, right?
The fact is she had not told the truth.
And continued the lie and repeated it several times.
Yes.
On the 4th of October.
That is correct.
So you would have appreciated that there was a far greater, more grave situation.
Yes.
Right?
It made it very clear that the decision now was out of her hands, whether she wanted to...
We'll come to that.
Well, can I finish this?
No. I'm asking you for your state of mind then. Mm-hmm. Once you heard her, she finished around 12:42.
Yes.
Take it from me.
Yes.
You would have appreciated that the situation by now at 12:42 had become far more grave and serious, correct?
The situation was uncorrected. And
answer my question, as I said.
Of course,
please
of course,
don't paraphrase.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. It was terrible.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
So just answer my question. Don't paraphrase my question. And by that time, you, Ms. Sylvia Lim, and Mr. Faisal Manap were aware of the falsehoods. And by that time, would have appreciated that what she said in Parliament on the 4th of October was a repeat of the falsehoods, correct?
My answer to both questions is yes.
And so the matter became more grave, not only for Ms. Khan, but also for the Workers' Party, and I would say in particular for you as the leader of the opposition and the leader of the Workers' Party. Agree?
Disagree. The matter became grave to the extent that we have an elected member of Parliament of the Workers' Party who is not telling the truth. What are we going to do about it? That's a fair question. I think this is what you're getting at.
No, I'm simply putting to you a simple proposition.
Yes.
A member of the Workers' Party, an elected member of Parliament, one of the current serving members of Parliament at that time of Sengkang GRC,
yes,
one of your colleagues,
yes,
of which you are the leader of the party, had repeated the lie.
Yes, that's factual.
Yes. And so it's made it a lot more of a grave situation. We agreed that earlier.
For herself, yes.
And for the party.
Well, I have a view on that. I have a view on that.
You agree or disagree? Tell me.
I disagree because...
You disagree. So hang on.
Let me explain.
No.
You told me just now if I disagree, I can explain.
Yes, but let me finish with my train of thought, okay? So that we don't cut across each other.
Go ahead.
So what I understand from you is on the 4th of October, you didn't think that the situation for the Workers' Party was grave.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Was the situation for the Workers' Party grave by the 4th of October?
The situation...
Answer my question. Don't paraphrase it.
No.
No. So, you see, Mr. Singh, don't play with words, okay?
You're asking about the Workers' Party. You switch from Raisa Khan to Workers' Party. So,
no.
You're going to get a different answer from me, whether you like it or not.
Let me read back to you then.
Go ahead.
And so, it's made it a lot more grave situation. We agreed to that earlier. For herself, yes. For the party, we have a view on that. Do you agree or disagree? I disagree. Let me finish my train of thought. Don't cut across each other. So what I understand from you is that on the 4th of October, you did not think the situation for the Workers' Party was grave. And you said, I didn't say that. But your earlier answer was, it's made it a lot more grave for the party, and you said, you disagree.
Yes.
So which is the truth?
What are the two propositions again? Put them out again, please.
Mr. Singh, let's try again. Okay, I think we have your answer on record, but...
Yes, I think
let's
so
try again. By the 4th of October, the situation for the Workers' Party, having just seen this exchange where Ms. Khan repeated her lie, that scenario made the situation a lot more grave for the Workers' Party. Agree?
Disagree.
And it would also make the situation a lot more grave for you as the leader of the opposition. Agree?
Disagree.
And it would make it a lot more grave for you and Ms. Lim and Mr. Faisal Manap in particular, because by the 4th of October, the three of you and no one else were the only people in chamber, in parliament, who were aware that Ms. Khan, on the 4th of October, was repeating her lies and deceiving parliament.
Disagree.
Was there anyone else who was aware on the 4th of October?
No.
In parliament?
No.
So you agree that only the three of you were aware of information that would tell us that what you have just seen that was repeated by Ms. Khan was a deception on Parliament, right?
Yes, only the three of us. Can I be a chair? Can I please explain my state of mind at this time?
Let me finish my questions. So you want to explain why you say that the situation is not more grave for you. Please explain.
Thank you. So as I have alluded to earlier, I believe, the leader of the opposition, anyone in parliament, doesn't take an oath, a party leader, doesn't take an oath on behalf of all his MPs. Each MP takes an oath on their own standing, on their own merit. In my mind, you are a leader of the Workers' Party. It's not just in your capacity as a member of a GRC. Every Workers' Party MP is a leader. They have to take responsibility, and I will like to... I've already mentioned it. I will advance my rules of prudence to the committee. It's very clear the sort of responsibility that is expected of you. If you honour the oath that you've taken, it is your prerogative to set the record right. Now, more specifically, I do not know at that point whether Ms. Khan has told her parents what has happened. Only she knows the truth to that. And if I stand up and say, Ms. Khan, you told me that you were suffering from a traumatic episode, you were a victim of sexual assault, without knowing that this information has been communicated to the parents, what have I just done? That's something for Ms. Khan to own up to and take responsibility for. That was my thinking.